Before beginning lesson two, let's recap some of the most important things we learnt from lesson one. We saw that if we want to say it's, we say s, s, and I have is tengo, tengo. I want is quiero, quiero. We also learned that if we want to say something's not, we just put no beforehand. So it's not is no es. I don't have is no tengo. I don't want is no quiero. Okay, let's make a start on lesson two. The word for you have, or do you have, it's the same, you have, or do you have, is tienes, tienes, T-I-E-N-E-S, tienes, do you have, or you have. And you should write down this word, this new word, in the margin of your exercise book. How would you say, do you have a dog? Do you have a dog? It will just be three words, and write down the sentence now. Do you have a dog? Tienes un perro? Tienes un perro? And what about this sentence? I have a dog. Do you have a pet? I have a dog. Do you have a pet? And for pet, of course, you can use the word an animal. So write down that sentence now in Spanish. I have a dog. Do you have a pet? Tengo un perro. ¿Tienes un animal? Tengo un perro. ¿Tienes un animal? Okay. Most words that end in "-tion", in English, like conversation, invitation, are quite similar in Spanish, except instead of ending in T-I-O-N, they end in C-I-O-N. So conversation becomes conversación, and a conversation is una conversación. An invitation is una invitación. A competition is una competición. You may also notice that Spanish has two different words for a. Before, we used un to mean a. For example, un animal, an animal. Un perro, a dog. Un hospital, a hospital. And now we're using una for a. For example, una conversación, a conversation. Una invitación, an invitation. All you need to know for the moment is that the words that end in "-ción", use una for a. Okay, see if you can write down correctly these words in Spanish. A competition. Una competición. a situation. Una situación. Detention. Una detención. How would you say, I don't have an invitation? I don't have an invitation. No tengo una invitación. No tengo una invitación. What about the question, do you have a detention? Do you have a detention? ¿Tienes una detención? ¿Tienes una detención? And what about, I don't want an invitation. I don't want an invitation. No quiero una invitación. No quiero una invitación. Let's remind ourselves of the word for I have. You don't have to write it down. Just think it or say it aloud. I have. Tengo. Tengo. If you want to say, I have it, or I've got it, I have it, it's lo tengo. Lo tengo. I have it. The word for it is lo. So we have lo tengo. I have it. If we want to say, I want it, it would be lo quiero. And you may notice that in Spanish, we say the it first. So we say, lo tengo, it I have. Lo quiero, it I want. So again, how do we say, I have it? Lo tengo, lo tengo. And how would we say, I want it today? I want it today. And the word for today is hoy. Hoy. Spelt H-O-Y. Hoy. So write down the phrase, I want it today. Lo quiero hoy. Lo quiero hoy. How about this sentence? It's good, but I don't want it. It's good, but I don't want it. And just remember the word for it's is es. E-S-S. So the sentence to write down is, it's good, but I don't want it. Es bueno. Pero no lo quiero. Es bueno, pero no lo quiero. What about the question, do you have it? Or it you have, in other words, do you have it? Lo tienes. Lo tienes. If you said, lo tengo, then that would be saying, I have it. And we want to say, you have it, or do you have it, lo tienes.